We stand today on the stage of world affairs, before the audience of world opinion. We have come together to assert our role, the direction of world affairs, and to discharge our duty. To this great continent of Africa, 250 million people we lead. And equal in dignity and rights. Everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person. To the foaming cape at the southern end, there is but one law and sentiment. Yield that I'm a Marcus Garvey, Africa free.
Africa free.
Yield that I'm a Marcus Garvey, Africa free. In a China Wuhan, them tell me that the virus jumped from animals to human. It was created at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The obscurity which enshrouds the centuries, which elapsed between those earliest days and the rediscovery of Africa, are being gradually dispersed. What is certain is that during those long years, Africans were born in connection with our achievements. When we inquire into the origins of the attempt of man to utilize this knowledge and go beyond these to extend the directions of his inquiry without limit.
When I was in the belly of the wheel, many of us born here or come on here as youths from Jamaica and other Caribbean islands. So watch this now. Following the Second World War, England required labor dignity for oneself, but also as a people. Because what this is a restitution of a people, you know, that's what the bigger picture is. Restitution of a people to their divine status. You know, and bring in the rest of mankind who wants to recognize the divinity in them as well. You know, and as I said.